Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
That tune means Max is ready for Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. We all are, whether TJ wants to be a Scrooge or not. It's not the season to be a Scrooge, TJ.
I'm just going to wear it up on Christmas. When can we get some Christmas music playing us in and out of breaks?
When you start participating and wearing Hawaiian shirts. How about that? How about you put some respect on Thanksgiving's name?
Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. It just happens to be during Christmas time.
You just happen to skip it. And
There's just no such thing as Thanksgiving trees or Thanksgiving music.
There's Thanksgiving music. You're listening to it because it's a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday and it's going to be close to 70 degrees outside. And we're going to celebrate that fact by bringing out our best Hawaiians and going into full dad mode. TJ, did you know that you're not allowed to laugh loudly in Hawaii?
Really?
Yeah, you can only give aloha.
Ha, 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 ha. Stupid joke. All right. As Jacob is about to walk away here, I got a hypothetical for you here. I'm wheeling and dealing some fantasy football before we deal into the Chiefs, and I want some viewer input here. Dynasty League, this is my main league. Is it a good idea for me to trade CJ Stroud for Daniel Jones?
Well, it's never a good idea to talk fantasy football on the radio because the rule is that nobody cares.
I agree.
What was it again?
CJ Stroud for Daniel Jones in a dynasty league. Do I buy high on Daniel Jones?
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
Enough fantasy talk. People hate that.
It's a 50-50. Jason tells us that we can get redone on this is the conversation about YouTube TV and missing our things. This is on X, he says. You can get redone through an NFL Plus subscription.
That's what
and then just watch Red Zone through that. I don't know how much that is without the ESPN. The problem is, and I'm stuck, and this is where cable used to have us all those years, is they each have a little something, and you need a little something from all of them, and poof, here's cable, and that's why it's expensive. That's why this stuff is expensive, and I was willing to deal with the rate hikes for YouTube TV because it's like, that's the lay of the land. It's fine. Now I'm getting a little annoyed here. We'll see if there is any resolution anytime soon. We are going to get you ready for the Chiefs game this week against the Broncos. Begin to crack the door open as practice begins this week for the Chiefs. And it's a practices that we'll all have our eyes on. We're also going to have Shreyas Lotta coming up a little later in this hour. It's all What's on Tap brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that'll make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the Copper Brick Road to the land of Oztoberfest, Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. No other real headlines, I don't think, out of the sports world that have come in the last day or two. Kind of looking at the new AP Top 25 as we put a bow on college basketball until we get to college talk with Sri Slotta in just a little bit. Houston now the number one. They jump Purdue. So if we're looking at it from a Big 12 perspective, you've got Houston at one, Arizona at five, BYU at seven, Texas Tech at 11. What does that give us? Five in the top 11. And then Iowa State is off to a nice start in at number 16. And you have Kansas at number 15. I don't believe. Yeah, Kansas State is getting some votes. Kansas State's getting some votes. Baylor's getting some votes.
What are you reading me right now? The men's college basketball? Awesome.
Yeah, college basketball.
I thought KU was 25.
That's what I just said.
You said 15.
Oh, sorry, okay. 25. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Iowa State 16. Yeah, KU's 25. K-State and Baylor are getting votes. So that gives us – and Oklahoma State's getting a vote. That's a development I haven't been paying attention to. So that's 3-4 getting – at least getting votes or higher. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams. Nine teams out of the Big 12 would be essentially then in like the top 30, let's call it a third of them. So, man, it's going to be as good as ever. In fact, that KU conversation, like, where do they finish in that kind of a league?
I know.
And will it matter? That's the part of that. Will it matter where they finish? Yes, it matters in the sense that if you're a KU fan, you want to see them finish high. Of course you do. But will it matter to what they do in the big tournament, the NCAA tournament? I don't think it will. I just, again, like, for me, it's like, how much better can they get at the end of the Big 12 season than they are right now? For expectations, that is legitimately all I care about.
Before we dig into football, I got to say one more thing on this. It is the fact of, I don't remember who said it. It was some coach a couple of years ago about the fact of like taking a lot of stock in winning conference championships, which every coach does. And somebody was like, there needs to be more stock in winning conference championships and less stock on winning national championships, because there needs to be less reward for teams that are able to survive a 6th straight win crapshoot that is March Madness. Like, it was really, really hard to win national championships. And it really doesn't mean anything for your regular season. You just got to get in and do it. And so somebody's like, we should probably reward conference championships a little bit more.
You mean in like the world of it was a good or bad season?
Yes.
I agree with, I've always said that. I've always said like KU's conference championship streak.
Yes.
Was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen in sports. Yeah. It was flat unbelievable that they were able to do that.
Yep.
And so like, that's the thing for me
I'd love to see a hypothetical question for KU fans of like, would you rather win 8 straight conference championships or win the national title in 2 years?
Well, they'll tell you national title.
I'm
not saying which one's real, but they'll tell you a national title.
Yeah.
Now, because I used to have this conversation all the time, but this conversation goes bigger than that. Would you rather, as a Royals fan, be in the playoffs 10 straight years or win the World Series one time and miss the playoffs 9?
I feel like it's different, though, in pro sports and in Major League Baseball, because that's the only accolade. Like, I guess it's not, but I don't get up for winning the Central. Like, that's not quite winning the Big 12.
Well, it's making the postseason, though, which I think is the same.
I'd say in that situation, I'd say I'd rather win the World Series and miss it for 10 years like we've seen with the Royals.
No chance, because I've had so much. I've been given so much more in those years. And the caveat, it should be like, you can't guarantee that you won't win a World Series. You just can't guarantee that you will, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you the guaranteed World Series, or the divisions. Because to me, like, the thing about those streaks were, you had, how long is college basketball season? November to March, four months.
Yeah.
You had 4 months of quality entertainment added to your life every year because they were always awesome. They were always playing in big games. You get excited for those big games. And no, they didn't win a natty, but they were always in the mix and they were always swinging for the fences. It's what's made UConn's back-to-back. I mean, it's just so – it's such a crapshoot tournament. It is the most difficult championship in all of sports to win, I'm convinced, which is why UConn getting two and us all just kind of knowing they were going to was a very strange thing.
I think that college football is the same way as well, though, is that, like, if you want in the playoff, you can't have less than three or four losses max.
Yeah, so, well, TJ, it used to be you can't have more than one.
I know.
And, sometimes that wasn't even good enough.
Yeah.
Which was absurd and stupid and outrageous and the worst thing we had going in sports. This, you know, this 12 team, it may end up being the same teams anyway, but my goodness, how dumb was that? So, yeah, that's there for KU. It's there for K-State. It's there for everybody. Who's going to be good? Who's going to be bad? We still don't get to see Wichita State and K-State this week. I don't like this Saturday to Thursday business, but we've got it for both Wichita State and K-State. I'm ready to see them both play games again. I do, and it's I'm guilty of looking too much into, for those two teams, the opponents that they've played, but for the Shockers especially, they're about to play two much better opponents than they played in the first two games. Loyola's not great, but they're way better than what they've played. And then it gets even better than that in the next game. And for K-State, Cal's good. Cal's top 80 in the
KenPom
right now.
Cal's
going to
be their biggest game.
Led by Day-Day Ames.
K-State's about to have a lot of games in this non-conference that are better than the non-conference that they played last year by far. That's going to learn a lot.
It's an interesting non-con in a year they have so many questions because I think it's the best Tang has played. I don't remember that first year who they played that year in the non-con, but this will be a fun non-con, and it's going to be a fun non-con for Wichita State too, but very different reasons, right? Like we probably don't envision as high a ceiling for the Shockers as we would for a team like K-State, but it could be, right? Like if all things came together and they've looked really good, I can't wait for their next two games.
It's not about those. I'll tell you about those two games later. Bubble watch is on my mind.
Oh yeah, I agree. I would agree with that. That's in a best case scenario for sure. Before you get to that, an AAC championship watch is more likely than a bubble watch.
That probably has to happen.
And is that on the table? We'll find out. They're about to get tested the next two. All right, we're coming back. We will talk Chiefs. We've got more college basketball and football talk coming later this hour. Sri Aslada, don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Glad to be here with you. You can score a pair of tickets to see Journey at Interest Bank Arena on April 4th, 2026. Text the keyword JOURNEY to the number 20357, one entry daily between November 10th and November 21st. Winner picked on November 24th. Standard message and data rates apply. We're getting ready to talk a little NFL here. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL, CBS Paramount Plus this Sunday. Stream Chiefs, Broncos, if you're not by the TV, 325 Eastern. Of course, that'll be CBS on KWCH 12 this weekend. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman. It's all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, TJ, welcome back. Let's talk NFL. Let's talk Kansas City Chiefs. Let's talk Wednesday practice with everything riding on it. Do we or do we not see Josh Simmons running with the ones today as practice opens back up?
I say yes.
I do too. I say yes. They got us. They got us just a little bit spooked. Just a little bit spooked here. That something might be fishy because Andy Reid wouldn't commit to it on Monday. But are we really that worried about this? You know, like, do we really not think that this left tackle, this rookie they took in the first round, to, while he's been on the field, has been really, really good, is not going to get out there and play if he's healthy? I doubt it.
I think he's going to play.
I think he is too. But come on now. What are we doing here? I think he is too. Why wouldn't he?
I know. I think it's I don't think there's any reason of why he wouldn't. I don't know why Andy was being coy about it either. I think that might just be chalked up to Andy trying to be coy and maybe trying to have some gamesmanship. But at the end of the day, I mean, there's going to be an injury report. And I think that if he's not hurt I don't think he can be questionable. Like, I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe I guess he doesn't have to be on the injury report. He's not injured. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not. He does, but why can't they just say, yeah, he's going to be out there? Like, what are we trying to accomplish with that? Unless he's not physically ready, unless, you know, while he was away, he just didn't stay in shape, which I suppose is possible. It's just, I just am ready for that practice to start and them to say, yep, Josh Simmons is out there. Because if Josh Simmons is good, and Andy Reid did say Juwan Taylor should be good, I think the Chiefs are going to beat the Broncos by a pretty good amount. And that's also hard to say as we crack the can on this. I think the Broncos are fraudulent. They continue to win games, but man, they have not played a very good schedule. Their offense to me is not scary at all. The one thing that scares you to death is their pass rush. And that's the thing that got the Chiefs beat against the Bills. Yep. So it makes it hard. It does. It makes it hard to just say, because all I want to say is the Chiefs are going to beat them by two touchdowns. And then I'm like, yeah, but man, they can get after the quarterback.
There's a real chance that we could see this game play out where the Chiefs win it 7-3 or something like that.
I know. But even then, and I'm glad you brought that point up, because I think it brings up a good point. If Denver is able to give them fits, right? If that happens, okay, which is possible. I think it's very possible that it happens. Why would the Chiefs defense not be able to handle their Denver offense? That becomes the second question to me.
Yeah.
I think that's
the one thing that feels sure in this game is that the Denver offense isn't good and the Chiefs defense is good. So I feel like the one thing that we can kind of be certain on or feel confident in at least is that it's going to be a low score.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The Broncos will be a low score. Well, if the Chiefs offense is good, Chiefs will score a lot of points.
But I don't – again, is the Chiefs offensive line fully healthy?
I'm saying from the fact of like – that's the thing that's the question. I think the thing because that's not
Sertan,
the question.
Sertan's gone now.
Yeah.
The defensive play is out. So if there is good protection, then I do think the Chiefs offense will cook.
Yeah, I think that they could.
Anybody, as long as they have good protection.
Yes, I agree. I think that the thing is that the thing that I'm saying is that the thing that we feel like we are confident in is that the Broncos won't score a lot of points. Because we don't like the Broncos offense. We don't think that Bo Nix is all that great this year. And we think the Chiefs defense is really good this year. The thing that we don't know about is what the Chiefs offense will look like is that there's a bunch of pass rush. So I think that that's the one uncertainty that we keep coming back to. But I think that even in a world where the pass rush isn't good, or if the pass rush is good, the pass block is not good, the Chiefs could still win this game 7-3.
Well, right. Yeah, they could. But they might lose it
7-3.
Yeah, I don't. I just
it's not going double. Neither team will score double digits.
Come off of a bye week, you don't think the Chiefs will win by double digits?
If Simmons plays and they can control the pass rush, they will.
Well, you can't say if they can. If Simmons, we got to simplify it more if we're going to make proclamations. Okay. If sure. Simmons if, starts that game, I sure, think that they yeah. win by double digits.
I'll say that as well.
Yeah. I don't think if he plays, it means he's ready to play. And if he is ready to play, then I trust the line that we saw, if we'll see, we'll have to get reporting from people out there. Is he running with the ones? Andy Reid won't be able to be as coy this time because the reporters that are asking questions are going to be at practice and they will say, hey, is he going to start? But you'll know, like, he's either running with the ones or he's not running with the ones. He's either fully participating in practice or he's not. If he's not a full participant in practice today, I think there's genuine concern there that he doesn't play. I just can't think of the reason why he would not be a full participant in practice.
I guess that does make me interested of the practice report. What's that mean for that? Will they list him as a limited participant with personal reasons?
If he's a
limited
participant, then they'll list him as a limited participant.
But he's not injured. That's weird. that he's not on there when he misses practice.
He may not physically be ready to play, right? Like he may not be ready because he got out of shape or something. It's not an injury, but it still could limit his practice.
I don't know if he can get a designation or not. I don't know.
I mean, they limit older players in practice because they're old, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And then you just learn that that guy is limited on those days and gets there. So it will be, it's the question on everybody's mind. Look, if this wasn't Denver, if this was a different team, it'd be less of a question. But coming off of a Bills game where the Chiefs got pushed around and Patrick Mahomes is running for his life and we all had PTSD of last year, it's right now the number one question facing this team with four losses that needs to beat Denver. If they don't beat Denver, I don't know that they can win the AFC West. Like baked into all of these things is them beating Denver twice, right? That's how they're still looking good there.
Yeah.
They're the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Like,
they're favorites on the road. Like all of these things are vested into them beating Denver Sunday. Assumes that they will. Like that's the thing about.
Yeah, where is your panic meter at that we've talked about now? Is it still low?
It's not high because I still think they're going to beat the Broncos.
If they lose this game, it's like a six.
If they lose this game, it's at least a five, probably. Yeah, I would agree with that because it's not just because of like their path gets a little rockier. That's a part of it. It's because they were capable of losing this game. And I just think that they're better than that. And, you know, they've not allowed themselves what day will Sunday be? November 15th. They haven't allowed themselves a November 15th or 16, 17, whatever day Sunday is. They haven't allowed that loss to happen now. They had too many at the beginning of the year. Like those kinds of games, especially this one against that team, which you have to beat if you want to win the AFC. Look, if they lose to Indianapolis, it's different than if they lose to Denver because they have to beat Denver to get where they want to go. Denver, you know, hasn't played a great schedule yet. It's not going to be a great schedule at any point, but it'll be better than the one they've played so far down the stretch because it includes Kansas City twice, the Chargers again, and you'd think Green Bay. The Washington game doesn't turn into one they worry about because of Mariota and not Daniels. But Jacksonville, Denver's one thing, but they're better than Jacksonville. At the Raiders, so it's not like their schedule. If the Chiefs are going to catch them, the Chiefs have got to beat them twice. Yep. If the Chiefs have six losses and Denver only has two coming down to the final six games, they're not going to catch them in that regard. Because I don't think Denver's going to go 2-4 in those final games, right? They're still going to win they're going to win a bunch of those games because they don't really play anybody. Yep. You've got to beat them twice for any of this to matter and work.
We're rolling this thing out to where they have to win on Sunday, but we're really rolling it out to where there's a hypothetical where the AFC West championship is Christmas night in Arrowhead against Denver. Is that week 17? I think it's like
it's week 17. They may still have to win week 18, but that would be the time they're probably finally able to surpass them.
Yeah.
If they're going to. The problem for the Chiefs is, and why I don't like to look at that too much, the Denver has that soft schedule. The Chiefs don't. The Chiefs' other games outside of the two against Denver are Indianapolis at Dallas, who will have a better defense now. Yeah. And they still play the Chargers and the Texans at home. And the Texans will have Stroud back at that point, you'd think. So that's what it... If you wonder what like the expectation for the Chiefs is, think about the fact that they're the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl right now as a team on the outside of the playoffs in the AFC looking in, playing against teams that are – they have at Tennessee and at the Raiders. Those are their only cupcakes left and their last – 7 games, 8 games. That's it. That's your odds-on favorite. That team is not in the playoffs if they started today, and six out of the eight games they play the rest of the way are against quality teams.
Yeah.
They're still your odds-on favorite. And I think know, that, for me, it validates the way I feel about it. It validates the way I feel about it because I do feel like they're that good. But then I'm like, I'm crazy for thinking they're that good. But then they're the odds on favorite, right? Like, and Max, you're getting mad
Max,
here.
Turn the mic on.
I'm not saying they're the odds on favorite because it's my opinion. They are literally the odds on favorite if you win and bet it today to win the Super Bowl. That's not me making that up. Go look at Super Bowl odds. They're the odds on favorite with all of that still in front of them. So when we're talking about a game against Denver, who's played their soft schedule and we all know isn't as good as their record, you better go out there and kick their tail. Out of a bye week?
I agree.
Healthy?
Any comment, Maxwell?
Everybody gets paid in the NFL. Those guys on the other side have big houses too.
But which part of what I said are you mad about in our private message?
They're not the odds-on favorite. First of all,
they are the odds-on favorite.
They won the Super Bowl last year. They got killed.
I want you to Google
Here's two
Super
numbers
Bowl
for you.
Odds right
Here's
now.
Two numbers for you. 40 and 15. Look it up. Brady lost three Super Bowls by 15.
What? I don't, Max, you're saying they're not the odds on favorite?
No.
They are quite literally the odds on favorite.
That's not an opinion. That's a fact.
That's not an opinion. Like, that's what the odds are.
I pity the suckers that take that bet.
Okay. You may not agree with it, but it doesn't change the fact that they're the odds on favorite. They are the odds on favorite right now. The question is, do we agree with it? I probably would, but I think I'm in the minority on that.
I think I do too. I do too, but I feel less confident by the week. I feel
it's interesting. It's a really interesting idea because their path just to get there is not easy. Yeah. It's just everybody is saying, but if they get there, they're fine, which is what I said 2 years ago.
If they lose on Sunday, I think they're not the odds on favorite anymore.
Oh, no, for sure not. No, because their path at that point is really difficult. Yeah, no, they'll drop pretty significantly. So, again, that is where I'm like, I think it's okay for me to be as confident in that as I've been because Vegas is telling us they feel the same way based on whatever it is that they use to set this stuff, and they're right a lot more often than they're not. Obviously, it's a lucrative business out there. So
what's the line on that game? I haven't seen it.
3.5 is what I'm seeing it at this morning. Yeah. Now it literally moved to 4 in the last 10 minutes. It was 3.5. You just asked me. I refreshed the page and it's now at 4 again, which is a big line on the road. I mean, that's a touchdown probably if it's at Arrowhead, then if it's 4 on the road. It's an odd sensation. The difference between now and a couple of years ago, and I used to drive Tommy nuts when 2 years ago when they went on the road in the playoffs, and when they were in the middle of that stink part of their season, I would just say, I'm not worried about it because they're really good. Like, I'm just not worried about any of this. And you get so mad. But the point then was the AFC West kind of sucked. The AFC West doesn't suck now. And so the path is much more difficult because the Chargers and Broncos both have a bunch of wins. And so yeah, if the Chiefs could slog along and just get there, then I wouldn't care, right? It'd be like, whatever, they'll be fine. They're talented. They've got Mahomes. It's no big deal. That I don't think that can be the same take this year because they still have to get there. They're on the outside looking in with an insane schedule remaining and two teams ahead of them in the division that don't play as difficult a schedule that have games in hand on them. Well, the Chargers have a game in hand on them. So Simmons, again, back to the original point, there is absolutely no reason, in my opinion, as long as he is physically in shape, and even if he wasn't when he walked in the door, he's going to have 2 weeks before the game to get there, needs to be starting at left tackle for them on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that there's a world where they can do it without him because we saw them play well without him outside of one game, but they're way better with him, I think.
But Denver's better. Buffalo's a good pass rush. Denver's better.
I agree.
So
that's what. But I don't know. I think that it makes it that game just confuses me because the offensive line was so good up until that one. And so it's like, what changed? Like, I don't think.
Well,
they
played a good pass rush.
Yeah, but I think that they played against other, like, they played against the Lions and, like, are the Lions.
They weren't, like, they didn't have Smith and Taylor nicked up against the Lions. True. And they were.
Just the left tackle issue.
Yeah, the bye week helps that, too.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And we welcome you back in. Shreya Slaughta joins us, KU Insider, KU beat writer for the KC Star. You can follow him on X at SHRE98. Shreya's happy Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. KU basketball is where we'll begin because fresh on the mind of everybody at the moment. We're hearing things here this morning like load management for the future NBA guy, all of these things. If this was Duke, does Darren Peterson play yesterday?
What a loaded question to ask me at 8:39 in the morning. I don't think so. For what it's worth, not to call out Coach Self here, I had heard about this issue on Monday afternoon. And I was told it wasn't a big deal, but it was an issue, like the hamstring thing. So it might be something that had kind of popped up before and Kansas being cautious. I don't think this is load management. I think this is a mix of maybe he's not 100%. Yeah, he could have probably pushed if it was March, but let's be cautious rather than not.
If that's the case, Trace, I think that just brings up the next question of, you know, he's missed an exhibition game with cramps. He had to come out of a game with cramps, and now he's missing a game because of a hamstring in the third game of his college career. Like, is there something to be worried about?
Well, this is that's the question, I think, why, you know, if you watch the postgame interview with Bill Self, it didn't really seem like he was naturally – answering the question. There was a lot of and you know, Bill does that at times, but it feels like there's a little bit of a a reason to protect himself and Kansas basketball. And I don't want to speculate too much on this, but you don't want to come off, and nobody wants the label of injury prone or anything like that. And I think it's very important that Darren, his camp, Self, Kansas, they all know that. I don't think it's a big deal that he missed a game because of a hamstring thing and the cramp thing is whatever. But I also don't think it matters right now. We're in like November. If this is a forthcoming issue in March, we can have that discussion.
So let's look then from all of your interactions, what you see, what you hear. Is there any reason to think this is not a physical problem, but like a attitude or entitlement or some of that other stuff? Because that's going to be coming too. I have never heard any of that with Darren Peterson. In fact, I've heard the exact opposite.
Everything I've heard about Darren has been great from everybody involved. I just talked to his coach recently. He said he was his favorite player he's ever coached. And he coached DeBonza, Tyron Stokes, a bunch of guys who are like top end prospect. And he said he was the best player he's ever coached, which isn't, this is a high school coach at Prolific Prep, but which isn't, small praise. Everything about Darren Peterson from everyone around him and everything I've gotten to know in, the short time he's been at Kansas, he's an exemplary young man. And he's somebody that Kansas fans should be very, very lucky is representing the university. He's not like a lot of one and dones. I mean, a few weeks ago, I wrote that story about him recruiting guys in the 25, 26, 27 class way after he leaves. Think about how many guys would do that. There's not a lot. He clearly cares a lot about the game. He's working so hard. I've heard his work ethic is insane. And he's pretty even keeled. He's not like – he is competitive, and he has that edge against guys he plays against, but he's not on the edge of, like, using everything as fuel. Like, you know, Caleb Wilson pointed out, oh, I remember that. And I thought that was very cool. I think it's great when players have a little grudge against each other, whatever, right? Darren Peterson is not that type of player. He might have an edge, but he's not going to come out and be like, oh, well, you know, this guy let me only shoot four shots in McDonald's All-American game, and I remembered it, so I made it my profile picture, whatever. So everything about Darren, there's nothing whatsoever, I think, to be worried about his attitude or anything like that. He's very coachable. He's well-liked from the locker room, well-liked by the coaches. I think Kansas has got a special, special player in Darren.
Yeah, it feels like by all accounts of what we've learned for throughout this issue from last night is the fact of, like, Bill Self knew about it. KU knew about it. It really wasn't a thing. But then if he played and he did get hurt, then it would be like, well, why did you play him if you knew that this was a thing? And I think it's a lot more of covering your tail than anything else of not wanting to risk anything against Corpus Christi. No disrespect to the Islanders, best mascot in college basketball. It's awesome. But I think that it leads into the conversation that we've been having all offseason and all season so far is, you know, when he's not out there, what does it look like? And I think that that was a good opportunity last night to see that. Kind of what were your takeaways from the rest of the Jayhawks?
Yeah, I think the offense was a lot more fluid than it was against Fort Hays State. You know, they looked a lot more comfortable. Guys stepped up at four different guys in double-digit scoring. I mean, this is an Islanders team that played SMU tough, right? Like, there was no reason to believe that Kansas was going to go out and win by 25-plus points. I mean, the spread was, what, 22.5 or 23 or something like that.
Even 27 or something.
27, you know, but the fact that Kansas covered it is not a small feat. And I came away really impressed with Cole Rosario. I mean, everyone joked about it. He shaved his mustache, powers unlocked or whatever. I had a lead about how he wasn't sporting his signature mustache or whatever. But, you know, you can see why the coaching staff is so hyped on him. His teammates are so high on him. I mean, he just kind of took over in the first half when Kansas needed a guy. In the second half, a lot of other people stepped up. Tiller continued his good play. You know, Flory, I think, was okay, not bad. And then, you know, there was Trey White, who was also in double-digit scoring. But I came away pretty impressed with Tiller and Cole. Those are the two guys I feel like are X-factors for this Kansas team. Their development is something that is to be monitored. And I'm at the point where I think, you know, if Tiller keeps playing the way he plays – I would think about starting him.
Why wouldn't you start anybody that doesn't look impressive? Like, what is other than Flory Badunga and probably I would say we hope Cole Rosario along with Peterson? Why would Bill Self and this coaching staff be tethered to any idea at this point?
No, I completely agree. I mean, like, I think Trey White is good. I think the ceiling of what Tiller offers is better. And it's clear that he plays true to size as he could play the four, right? He grabbed 8 rebounds yesterday. Bill has been talking and begging basically his bigs in public media requests. Like, they played soft. They need to play true to size. He says that multiple times. Well, Tiller is doing that as of late. And this is a guy that, like, you know, he hasn't played a lot of ball, like basketball in months, right? Like, this is just him kind of knocking off the rust, knocking off the cowwebs. And he looks special. I can't wait to see his development by January because I feel like that's like the month all these guys really start becoming like the stars of the team. Because we saw it with Furphy, we saw it with Grady, you know, et cetera. But I think he's going to be a special player for them. And I think, you know, Bill said he was the third starter. I'm at the point where, you know, if he keeps putting up what he's doing on the bench, why not start him over Trey White, besides the fact that Trey White is older and he probably promised an XYZ when he decided to come to Kansas.
Yeah, I think that the thing about it that we brought up earlier is that, you know, he was kind of the role that he's in, at least for these past three games, is that he was going to be the guy that was going to come in when Flory went to the bench. And that was what his role was. And I think that whenever you play that well, you know, I think it makes eyebrows raised about, like, well, why didn't Flory score 20 and get 10 rebounds tonight? So, well, Bryson Tiller was in half the game and he kind of, you know, took half that load. So is there a world where they can both play on the court at the same time? I think that, you know, starts to bring up the questions about, you know, Hunter Dickinson and KJ Adams on the court at the same time. What does that look like?
I mean, yeah, absolutely, right? Bryson Tiller can shoot. Hunter Dickinson can't shoot. Like, let's just call it what it is. I mean, Bill Self said he was surprised that Tiller's shooting this well. I mean, yes, I'm surprised too, because he's been scorching hot. But, you know, like, Hunter Dickinson giving a 1.5 threes a game to Kansas is not enough to be able to play him at the wing spot and say, hey, Hunter Dickinson's best attribute was, you know, post dump offs, post moves, all that. I think Florey's pretty solid in the post, but I don't think he's particularly has like amazing post moves. Most of his stuff is just like a baby hook, a little bit of using his body and his athleticism to kind of get into good positions, which testament to him. I think Bryson probably can play multiple positions. I mean, you talk about playing the three, he can play the three, he can play the four. And I don't feel like the spacing is disrupted by Bryson Tiller playing on this team.
Let's go to football real quick, Shreyas. Bummer. They didn't get it. Are they going to get it? Are they going to get to six? That was right there for them.
You know, I was at a wedding for that game, but I went back and rewatched it. I think the best way to summarize the Lance Leipold era is watch that game. Unfortunately, another Kansas loss in a typical fashion of lack of aggression or bad clock management or whatever you want to call it. I think they'll get it, mostly because I think Kansas has owned Iowa State over the years. And I don't think this Iowa State team is very good, per se. It's always difficult to win on the road. But I think Kansas gets it, and then they lose to Utah. I don't think the bowl game is going to be very good. And to be quite honest with you, I really selfishly wish they had won a little more, so I'm not spending my Christmas in Shreveport, Louisiana, covering a team that barely made a bowl game. I don't know. It's just been disappointing this year. I feel like there's been so many opportunities for this Kansas team to be at least a 7-8 win team, and you know, I feel like they're just stuck in this purgatory of 5 and 6 wins the last 2 years with talented players. And let's call it what it is. I don't think they're going to have a quarterback, no matter who was out there tomorrow or next year, as good as Jalen Daniels was played this year. He hasn't looked as good lately, but he's had a special season overall.
Yeah, it's interesting. I saw the stat the other day of the triangle of the Big 12 right now, where K-State has won 17 straight against KU. KU has won 3 straight against Iowa State, and Iowa State has won 3 straight against K-State. It's just chaos. Nobody understands that. It's so weird, and I feel like the point that I brought up after that game was the Cincinnati game. In the post game, Lance Leipold said something along the lines of, like, you can say that's what it is, but it's a completely new team and completely new coaches. It's not the same things. When it happens twice in the same year, after it happened 9 times, 10 times, it felt like the year before, there's a trip.
Yeah, no, 100%, right? Like, at a certain point, you just have to stop. Like, you have to change, buck the trend. And what does that mean? Okay, well, do something you won't naturally do. Go for fourth downs. You know, like, I don't, to me, the explanation of, I know, okay, Jalen Daniels can't come back. That's completely fine. But you've been averaging, like, 9 yards a carry on Isaiah Marshall and Cole Bally. Might as well try one of them. I'd rather go out swinging than, you know, go out like that.
All right. Shreyas, go find his work at the KC Star. Let's talk again next week. Enjoy the football bye, and it's basketball season. Here we go.
Princeton.
Yes.
Princeton coming up. We didn't get your scout on Princeton. You'll have to find that at the KC Star.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.